Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're conducting a survey about important issues facing your community and the nation, and we'd like to get your opinions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, or not at all likely to vote.
Oh, I'm going to vote, all right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other political party?
Independent.
And what is your main racial background? African American or Black, White or Caucasian, Asian, Asian American, Hispanic, or other race? Not this year.
Just white.
Thank you. And what is your age? Just to make sure you speak to all ages, 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
The second one to the last.
Can you figure that one out? 36 to 45, 46 to 55, or 56 to 65, or over 65?
55 to 65.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the ground track?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the word you said.
Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the ground track?
Oh.
In general.
I would say the right direction.
Right direction? Okay. From the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislator focus on most to help you and your family? I have a short list I know all are important, but the most important. I have taxes, local growth and development, the economy and jobs, K-12 education, climate and the environment, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, abortion, housing and property insurance costs, or the last three, illegal immigration, access and cost of healthcare, or crime and public safety.
Inflation.
Inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. Okay. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? This definitely vote for Democrat, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican, probably vote for the Republican, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
Probably Republican.
Probably for the Republican. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that...
President.
Okay. And now,
didn't he quit?
We're almost done. We're 65%.
Okay.
We're almost done. Thank you for your time. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Oh, strongly approve.
And you will now be given a short list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate it as well. Just three. The first one is Sienna Osta. Do you recognize the name, Sienna Osta?
No.
Kamala Harris? How will you rate Kamala Harris? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
The last one, Mike Caruso. How would you rate Mike Caruso?
Mike Harrison. I don't know Mike Harrison.
Never heard of? Okay. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
What was the question?
If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Trump.
And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
I'm definitely voting for Trump.
And lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate, or Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
I don't know that one.
If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate, or Mike Caruso, the Republican?
I'd have to look into that one.
Okay, and the last two questions before we finish for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
What I did in 2020?
But yes, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
Donald Trump.
And when you vote for candidates for political office, well, you said you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do the Republicans, usually vote Republicans or always vote Republicans?
More so Republican.
Usually more so Republican. Usually, not always. Correct? Okay.
Yeah.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs? I
have conservative.
Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, college graduate, or postgraduate degree?
College graduate.
And what is your religion, if any? Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim, agnostic, or atheist?
Christian, Baptist.
Okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you.
Well, all right, you too.
Bye.